ओम शांति। थैंक यू। विषय बहुत सुंदर है।
द टॉपिक इज वेरी ब्यूटिफुल।
जीवन का अंग सेवा।
द मेन ऑर्गन ऑफ ब्राह्मण लाइफ इज सर्विस।
के पन्नों को देखते हैं।
व्हेन वी लुक एट द हिस्ट्री,
विश्व में जो भी बड़े हुए हैं, महान हुए हैं हस्तियां,
whoever important and eminent people are in the world, be it in the field of politics, be it in the field of religion or in any field, they have become important on the basis of service. If you look at today's time, those who do service are important in the world. Now we have come in Brahmin life, and the origin of Brahmin life is service. It is my fortunate that I got a chance to do yajna seva. People go in temples to do service. People go to the pilgrimages to do service. Where do we have got the chance to do service? We have got the chance to do service of this Rudra Yajna. Who has established this Rudra Yajna? Not any holy men or sages, but God Shiv Baba himself has established this Rudra Yajna. What happens with the Rudra Yajna? The new world is established with it. The new world is made. Baba has established this new world to make the new. Baba has established this Rudra Yajna to make the new world. We have got fortune to do service at such an elevated place. How much fortune can we make? We have seen Baba, in whose body Shiv Baba entered. We have seen that how he has made his fortune. Not even 1 minute there was without service. From Pakistan he came to Bharatpur Koti. The beggary path has started. There was a house on the mountain. There was a lot of rain there, and due to rain, the road that went towards the ashram, that road was damaged. Baba saw that there were all stones and sand. The children's feet would become damaged, they would be hurt. Baba himself, in the hands, through the hands which holded the packets of diamonds, he was maintaining that defected road. Service can only one can do the service who is soul conscious, who remains in the remembrance of God. Brahma Baba was intoxicated in the remembrance of Shiv Baba. He had old age. He had an old age, he would not be able to pick up those sands, but he had that intoxication that the children should not get hurt. If they fell on that road, they shouldn't get hurt. During that time only, Jagdish Bhaiji from Delhi, he came from the train, took the bus, he had his luggage on his hand, he was coming. There were no facilities, there were no cars or motorcycles or cycles during that time in the yajna.
Mm-hmm.
He himself was carrying his luggage and saw that Baba was carrying the sand and was repairing the road. He looked at Brahma Baba. There was light of Shiv Baba. He had tears in his eye. He was shocked and amazed by seeing Baba. Baba said, "You are tired. Go and take rest. Freshen up and take rest." And he was amazed that God, the Father himself, was repairing the road. He thought that how could I go? If I do not go to freshen up, that would be disrespect of Baba's directions. Means that service is not small or big. If we do service in the remembrance of Shri Baba, that service becomes elevated. We have seen dadis and didis. We have seen Bholi Dadi. She was not educated. From 5 a.m. she used to come to the Bhandara and used to leave Bhandara at night 10 p.m. She used to do service throughout the day in Bhandara. Avikt Baba used to come. He used to give toli to eminent and important people, and when Bholi Dadi, she used to be in service only when Baba used to call her. And he used to give handful of toli to Bholi Dadi. Baba had a towel, and Baba used to give his towel or napkin to keep the toli to her. So this is the importance of service. The other dadis, the Universal Peace Hall at Om Shanti Bhavan was being constructed. There was still some beggary path. The laborers used to keep the stones in the evening. Dadi and Didi Manmohini ji, who could not walk at the old age, there was pain in the knees, still they had so much enthusiasm. They used to go there and they used to keep those stones. Dadi used to keep the stones. That was the importance of service. Fortune is created through service. Just as in the path of devotion, people do service, they get the fortune. On the path of devotion, the river Ganga is flowing, people are taking bath. They think that their sins get absolved. Here the service, the Ganga of service is flowing. The more we do service, we will accumulate for our future. Such is the importance of seva. I'll tell you the story of Dadi Janki. There was a Mataji in the yagya. She had a strict nature. No one used to go to her. Baba said Dadi Janki to go to her service. She said, "Yes, I will definitely go." She did seva with so much love. And she said to Dadi Janki that you go daily and narrate the murli. Dadi used to listen to murli and go to her daily and narrate the points of murli. And that she had so much enthusiasm. And that Mataji came with Dadi Janki to the class, who never used to go to the class. So this is the importance of service. Service is not big or small. How much service we do with enthusiasm matters, be it a seva of cutting vegetables or mopping. How much enthusiasm is there within us? It matters. Brahma Baba used to do business of diamonds. And when he came to Circuit House from Bharatpur Kothi, And then to Pandav Bhavan, the beggary part came. There was no wood or coal to burn. Baba never used to order his children to light up the gas stove. Baba himself used to get the coal or wood, and he himself used to do everything. He just has enthusiasm and intoxication that he had his hands in the sand, in the coal, but he had in his mind that he is making the globe of the world. Whatever the task is, but service makes us the most elevated. We have done the service, that is why we have got this fortune. You all have come to the Rudra Yagya. You have definitely done in your last birth some elevated actions, charitable actions, and that is why you are getting the fruit here. Once a minister was sitting outside, his family, whole family was sitting there. His wife and daughter-in-law were sitting. In the meantime, a sannyasi came and he told that daughter-in-law to give some donation. The daughter-in-law said, I eat stale food and eat and sleep empty stomach. How can I give you some charity or donation? Again, that sannyasi asked to give charity. And that daughter-in-law answered, have you not listened? I eat stale food and sleep empty stomach. The minister felt very bad, and that Mataji was so angry that he just slapped that daughter-in-law. Daughter-in-law said, I am telling the truth that I definitely have done some good work in my previous birth, but I have got in your home, I am not doing any service, in future I will be empty stomach only. So we have definitely done some good service in our previous births, that we are sitting here in Rudra Yagya, and if we do not do service here, we can think what will be our future. What are we accumulating? There is so much importance of service. Our dadis are not educated in Pandav Bhavan. There were no facilities. The grain used to come, rice used to come. During the night, there was no other place, there was just Shantistam. They used to spread that grain there. At night 12, at 12 or 2, rain used to come. There were clouds thundering. Then Dadi used to ring a bell to come soon and pick up those rice and grain, otherwise it will get wet. At night 2 a.m., Dadi and Didis used to pick up those rice and grain. This is called a service. That was their enthusiasm. I have seen that Dadi did not have time even for a minute. One safe service used to complete and the other service was ready. During the rainy season, there were nobody. There were only few people in Pandav Bhavan. At 12 or 11, Dadi used to come to the kitchen to make chapatis. Then by seeing Dadi, everyone used to come to make the chapatis. After the class, he used to come to cut the vegetables. And by seeing Dadi, everyone used to come. Dadi belonged to such a rich family. And what did she do? She did all types of service, be it small or big, because it was Baba Seva, it was Yagya Seva. with lots of love and with heart. Didi's mother, the queen mother, she was of old age and belonged to a very rich family. During 1937, their family used to live abroad. Of such a family, Didi used to say to her mother to go and stitch the banyan, stitch the clothes of brothers. If our clothes get torn, we just throw it now. But at that time, Didi used to tell her mother to do such service. It is not that this seva I will not do, I will not have any name or fame in this service. No. This is yagya seva. Baba has given us. So we should do service with heart and with so much of love. Then our fortune will be accumulated. It has now become our status that we will not do such service, we will not do that service. No. Baba keeps serviceable children to his heart. It is the versions of Baba's Murli that Baba keeps those children in his heart. We should have so much love and importance of that service, that whose service we have got a chance to do. We do not have to see any department or service. During that time only departments used to be there, but we used to do the service of all the departments. Departments were just for the sake of the name. Only there used to be one tap in the Pandava Bhavan for hot water. We used to fill the buckets of hot water, and Dada Vishwaratan used to pick up those buckets and keep the buckets in everybody's room. When we came, we told Dada to leave. We will do it. Dada said, no, I will do it. Our seniors had so much respect for service. However busy they were, they never used to say no service. Earlier there used to be punishment. Now there's punishment. If anyone does mistake, now the punishment is to go for 2 or 3 months. But earlier there used to be punishment not to do service for 8 days. They used to go crying to Didi that how can we eat Brahma Bhojan if we are not doing service. They realized their mistakes and they asked for forgiveness to do service. That was the time. That was the importance of service. Our dadis and didis, they have done every type of service. On the basis of service, this yagya has come to this level. Whatever dadis have not done, they used to belong to such a royal family. And when they went into the field of service, there were no centers, nobody used to receive them. It was just Baba's directions. They just picked up their bag and they just moved. They just put their clothes in a poly bag and they just moved. They reached the station and there was no one to receive them. Where to go? They used to ask, is there any dharamshala there? Is there any guest house? They used to ask. And they used to say that we'll not give you room for more than 2 or 3 days. They went to the room, they got ready, and on the banks of river they did the service, they did yoga. The mothers used to take bath from the Yamuna river and came, and they used to ask, who you are? They used to say that we have come from Mount Abu to teach you Raj Yoga. By listening to that, they used to sit down, those mothers used to sit down, and then the gathering, the satsang started. Then they asked, where are you staying? They told that we are staying in a guest house. Then those mothers took them to their home. Gulzar Dadi tells that Baba sent Dadi to Lucknow. Dadi went to Lucknow. She got a ticket of third class in a train. For 14 years, they were sustained with so much love and care. Then when she went to the train, there was smell and dirt. Then they went to the cabin of the station master and told that there is so much noise and so much smell and so much dirty people are there. Station master was shocked that these people are naturally there in the third class compartment. So they requested the station master to send to some compartment where there is no smell and people do not have cigarettes and all. Then station master gave the ticket of first class and sent them to them. They reached Lucknow. Now where to go there? They went to the guest house. Now what service would be there in the guest house? There they got ready and asked where does chief minister live. They went to the home of chief minister. There was no security and no appointment was taken there. They met the chief minister and he was shocked and surprised that why have you come here? They asked for minister quarters. So he said, no, that those are for ministers and MLAs. So they said, she said that we have come to teach Raj Yoga. We have come to make the life of people. By listening to their voice, the chief minister got surprised. He could not say no and he could not say yes. So they said that we need it just for 2 months. When any minister will come, we will vacant it. At last, he called the secretary and gave the permission for 3 months to stay there. And there, Dadi started the service. MLAs came, MPs came to do the course, ministers came to do the course. 15 ministers used to listen to Murli daily. So this is enthusiasm. There was no place to live. There was a bungalow and vacant adjacent to that. He gave that bungalow to them just because they had enthusiasm for service. Baba will definitely give a place. So by service our fortune is created at every moment. Suppose a day is finished and at night there is no seva. Okay, if there is no service by words or deeds, we can definitely do service by our thoughts, by our mind. We can give vibrations to the world. You will not get such a powerful place anywhere, such a clean place anywhere, such vibrations anywhere. No. We are giving the vibrations and servicing. Service is being done. If we do vibrations, then nature will be our. We take the powers from Shiv Baba at Amrit Vela, and if we are not giving to the world, then at the end time, during the time of destruction, the elements of nature will not support us. Suppose if we go to someone's house and that dog in that house barks by looking at us. And if the master comes outside, the same master who used to bark by looking at us, he used to sit in the feet of the master. Why he is silent by seeing at the master and is barking at us? Just because we have not done the service and the master has done the service. Similarly, if we give vibrations to the nature, we have to take it from Baba and give it to the nature. We have to take powers from Baba and give it to the nature. During Amrit Vela, Baba has opened all the treasures of love, the treasures of purity, peace. Today, the whole world is a beggar. It is only we Brahmins can do this. No other human being in the world can do this, be it millionaire. If they have money, with the money, even with lakhs of money, they cannot purchase peace. Peace is with us. It is with us children. If we have everything, why cannot we give to the world? We don't have to purchase. We just have to take it from Baba and give it to the world. This is our service. We have to make our fortune. Only few moments of confluence age are left. So at every moment, at every minute, at every second, we have to make our fortune and become happy. Once we were meeting Baba at Panda Bhavan, Avyakt Bhaktada had come in Panda Bhavan. One sister asked that, I am ill, I cannot do service, how will my fortune be created? Baba smiled and said, you just sit in the balcony and say Om Shanti, that's it. Your fortune will be created. Baba cleared her that by saying Om Shanti, the brothers and sisters will become happy. That sister of Madhuvan has told Om Shanti. And the blessings by just saying Om Shanti will be accumulated. So our every moment, our every action can do service. We should remain in intoxication and in love. Whom we belong to, if we have such intoxication, then there is service in every breath. Om Shanti.